In the early 1960s, a trio of young men wearing college letter sweaters made it onto the pop charts. The Lettermans' tight harmonies and romantic songs were their signature. The group has gone through several incarnations with different personnel throughout the decades. The current configuration consists of Tony Batala, a founding member, as well as Donovan Tee and Mark Preston. They've released a new CD called New Directions, 2010. And the Lettermen join us from WCPN in Cleveland. Tony, welcome.
Hey, it's really nice to be with you, Leanne.
Donovan, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Long-time listener, first-time interviewee.
And Mark, welcome
to you.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's great to be here with you.
Tony, since you are the founding father of the Letterman, the one that's been with the group the longest, the Letterman actually seems like an archaic name for a group today. Tony, did you ever try to change it?
Yeah, it was a great name for the 50s. People in the 50s, early 50s, if you were a group starting out, you'd name yourself after birds. There were the swallows, the sparrows, the penguins. And then the middle 50s, if you started a group, the fad was to name your group after cars. There was the Fleetwoods, the Impalas, the Cadillacs. So in the late 50s, the style of hip names they thought at that time were school names. There was the Four Freshmen, Danny and the Juniors, the Four Preps. So no one had used the name the Letterman, so we thought, wouldn't it be cool to have the extra added identification by having three of us wear letter sweaters, which would help people remember the name the Letterman with the visual idea of the letter sweaters.
Tony, I've read that your sound is really the sound of three solo singers with the ability to harmonize. How do you discipline yourselves, you know, so that actually the soloists have to sing background and like it?
Well, that's a trick. That's a very big trick. Most groups had one lead singer and the other guys in the background going doo-wah, doo-wah. I started the group in 58, and I wasn't about to just get two other background singers and be the lead. I didn't want to be the lead. The sticky wicket is that it is difficult to find a solo singer that has the discipline to also sit back and let some other guy take the lead at times.
The sweet secret of a summer place.
And also, we didn't have a high tenor or a low bass. We were all three high baritones. I think it's hard to blend a bassoon with a piccolo and a saxophone. It's much easier to blend three trumpets. So that's what gives us the a better quality blend, the rub.
Would you describe what you do as tight harmony, close harmony, or open harmony? Mark?
Yes.
But there's a difference, right? I mean, barbershop quartets are different from a cappella groups, are different from choirs.
Very much so. I would think it would be close harmony more. I guess it would be classified more as that. But we also take into consideration the arrangement, the musicianship behind us, the voicing of the orchestra. There's a lot of things that go into it, and we try to find the best. And this is Tony's forte for years and years and years. He's just phenomenal at this, to come up with the best way to blend the three voices together and to get those chords to ring to where there's a lot of times when we'll hit a chord at the end of, say, I Believe, which is an a cappella song that we do to close our show, that all of a sudden you hear a fourth voice because we're ringing that chord so well that just the harmonics show up and we can hear the fourth voice. And Tony told us that was going to happen, you know, if we hit the notes properly. So once out of every 45, 50 shows, we hear that other voice.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
I'm speaking with the three members of the Letterman. They have a new CD out called New Directions 2010. How does this recording differ from the other 75 that the Letterman have released, with you, Tony, at the helm?
Well, it's really exciting for me. And last summer, we just happened to do a show with Les Brown, Jr. And, I've always wanted to do a big band album. We've used big, huge orchestras at Capitol Records Studio, 40, 50, 60 pieces, but not really with that big band brass sound featured. And so we start kicking it around with Les, and there's a lot of stories that go into how this happened. But so we're using his signature sound of the Les Brown Orchestra and the Letterman sound, but the songs are also very diverse.
Yeah. I'd like to say, though, it's as eclectic as the choices were for this CD. I think it was more of a stretch for the Les Brown Orchestra than it was for us, because the Letterman have very rarely done original songs, as Tony mentioned. We have taken other popular songs and what we call Lettermanized them.
Diverse indeed. There are hits on this CD. I mean, first of all, the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People, get ready for the news. Some are happy, some are sad. Whoa, you gotta let the music play.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd thing when we looked at the song list that Tony and Les had come up with. There were a couple of the songs in there that one in particular, like the Earth, Wind, and Fire tune, After the Love Is Gone. That particular cut, when we got the rough version of the vocals that Tony had put together, I went to him and Les the morning we were going to record it and said, I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't know how this is going to work. I'll eat my shoe if we can pull this off. I don't hear it. Forgive me, but I don't. And when we finished it, it came out sounding like $1 million, so I literally took my shoe off and put it in my mouth and walked into the studio, the control part of the studio, and said, okay, where's the ketchup?
After the love is gone, what used to be right is wrong.
Your music has often been described as sweet, although, there's a bit of a rock and roll sensibility in some of the harmonies. There's a little rock and roll in some of the stuff. But, Tony, I have to ask you, have you ever heard your music in an elevator?
I've heard of it in some restaurants and department stores.
When you're in a store, does it make you come up short?
Oh, no, I love it. And when you can do something that people care enough to play, I don't care where it is. If they care enough to play it, it means it's relevant.
Elevators pay very well.
Do they? Do you all still wear sweaters when you perform?
Yes, we do. We start the second half of the show. The lights are down, and the first voice you hear is Jack Benny. And introducing the group from his TV show in the early 60s, and then the lights come up and we're standing there in the sweaters. Then we take them off, and then we move forward and go back into more of a contemporary show.
Well, Tony Batala, Donovan T, and Mark Preston, how about giving us just a nice little chord?
When I fall in love,
da-ba-ba.
Got it.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love, when I fall in love with you.
The Letterman, Tony Batala, Donovan T, and Mark Preston. They've released a new CD called New Directions 2010. They joined us from the studios of member station WCPN in Cleveland. Thanks so much, you guys.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Enjoyed it, Leanne.
Thank you.
To hear more music from The Letterman, visit nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.